Network, the talk of the thumb. And this game broadcast is a copyright presentation of the MHSAA and Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved, and reproduction without the express written consent of WLEW Sports is strictly prohibited. We're starting to get spoiled here on the WLU Sports Network, as for the past three football seasons, we have at least gotten to the eve of the state championship. It makes for a marathon of a broadcast season, but it's truly an honor to call the games for you, and of course, it helps when playing it, working with the best broadcast team in the business. Overseeing all the statistic inputs and spotting for me is the Director of Sports Information, Doug Cole, and the original Director of Social Media and Media Relations, Kayla Carson. Doug and Kayla don't receive the public recognition like Dave and I do, but they are a very large reason for our on-air success.
Hey, nobody does it better than these guys, Clark. And we've said it week in, week out, and we can't say it enough, guys. We appreciate your help. And, you know, I know Clark, he says it every week, and he says it all week long, even off the air, how much you appreciate your help, and I do too.
The WLW Sports Game of the Week, Harbor Beach and Muskegon Catholic, is, of course, broadcast on Sports Radio 102.1 and worldwide at WLEWSports.com. Don't forget to join in on the conversation. Go to Twitter and simply type in the search tab for WLEW Sports and click the follow button. Receive in-game updates, live stats, and even photos from the game. It's all on Twitter. Simply follow at WLEW Sports. This is the first week in 3 weeks that your WLEW Sports broadcast team has not had to do double duty in coverage, and I must say I felt very lonely last night, finding myself not knowing what to do with all my free time, but yet somehow I still got to bed at 2:30 working on this game.
Well, I was just going to say, we know age is catching up to us if we can't find something to do on Friday night anymore.
Well, since Halloween night 22 days ago, the field of 256 teams across the state has been narrowed down three times, and the 32 teams that started in Division 8 is now down to a mere four, and in fact, three. By the end of today, only two teams will stand atop of the football crest, each fighting for their chance to raise their colors atop of the most glorified and storied mountain, the top of the Gridiron Mount. Up on the WLEW Sports pregame show, we'll be joined with Harbor Beach head coach Troy Shelkey, host our famed media roundtable, and take a look at each Muskegon Catholic and Harbor Beach. Sports Radio 102.1, home of the WLEW Sports Network.
When you want the best selection of new Chevrolet pickups and GM-certified pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, head for Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick in Sebring. Moore Shoreline maintains one of the best in-stock selections of Chevrolet Silverados in the region, and their veteran sales representatives work hard to package the best factory and dealer incentives along with top trade-in allowances. And Moore Shoreline really shines with a service that continues long after the sale. It's what keeps loyal buyers coming back for regular maintenance and their next vehicle. Get your new Chevrolet and find new roads.
Do you remember last winter and your incredibly costly heating bill? This winter is predicted to be the same or even worse. Hi, this is Matt Reaver. Block your high energy bill and score with a water furnace geothermal heat pump from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your own backyard to save up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water. Right now, save even more with a 30% renewable energy tax credit. See how much you can save by switching to geothermal. Visit waterfurnace.com/switch. To try your free savings calculator. B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe, supporting local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Remember that class that you absolutely hated? It was tough, boring, and dull. Sounds like insurance, right? The professionals at K&S Insurance agree, but we will help you to ease through the different ways to protect your insurance interest. Hastings Mutual Insurance and K&S Insurance will help you through one of life's necessary evils because we care. K&S Insurance, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company, known for Midwest value since 1885.
Hi, this is Pat Sorensen. For a no-obligation quote, please call me toll-free at 1-877-537-0202. That's 877-537-0202.
Go Pirates! Where do you go when your vehicle needs heating, cooling, or air conditioning repair? Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. They are the specialists that will give you a permanent repair. They have the expert knowledge, the proper equipment, and parts to do the job right. Cars, trucks, semis, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. They even do full-service mechanic work. Stop by for a free cooling system inspection to be sure your heater is working properly for winter.
Hi, this is Gary Rachi. I guarantee we'll properly diagnose and fix your vehicle right the first time. We've been serving the area for over 65 years and offer fast and professional service. That's Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning at the east end of Bad Axe, a good place to take a leak.
You're listening to the WLAW Sports Game of the Week, Muskegon Catholic Central and Harbor Beach. Now we send it down to Clark Ramsey, who is with Troy Schelke. Clark?
We're now being joined by the head coach of the Harbor Beach football program, Troy Schelke, in his 18th season as head coach, 26th with the program, and he finds himself in the state semifinals for the fourth time in those 26 years and the third time as head coach. Good to have you here today.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Great to be in this position.
Well, here we are in the state semifinals, third straight year, in fact, a pretty good run for you. And last week you took on Morenci, a game that Morenci came to scoring over 45 points on average every single game. It held them to 7.
Yeah, great defense. Outstanding back that Austin Sandusky is one of the best players we've faced all year and really did a good job corralling him. Just the one play before half. But other than that, our defense just did an outstanding job.
And now, of course, you advance to take on Muskegon Catholic Central, a team you played in 2012, exactly the same venue, Alma, Michigan, in the state semifinals. What's the team's thoughts so far?
Yeah, you know, our guys are loose, they're confident. I think they understand that this MCC team is very good. We know we can't take them by surprise like we may have a couple years ago, so we'll have to be ready right from the start, and we'll have to face some adversity, I'm sure, and we'll have to try to overcome that adversity.
There's a lot of talk across the entire state, especially with brackets were announced with the beginning of the postseason, even at the beginning of the season. The Division 8 trophy might as well have MCC etched into it already, even before the games were played. Are you using that as motivation for your team?
Yeah, we're trying to, and they are very good. But yeah, I don't think it's wise to have anything completed before it's actually done. So, you know, we have to give them our best shot and hopefully win it at the end.
Of course, you're no stranger to the state semifinals, as the program should be used to it now, but is there any different type of prep that goes in this week, especially playing on turf in a neutral field on a Saturday?
Yeah, a couple big things this week, dealing with the weather. You know, the weather's just been crazy this week. One thing we did do, we usually go to Midland and practice on turf. This year we went to Saginaw Valley, so that was quite an experience for us on Wednesday night. Our kids practiced in the snow on turf, had a great practice there, had really outstanding practices all week in the cold and snow.
What's your thought on MCC?
Very good team, very well coached, very aggressive. You know, they're the real deal. But I think we are too, so we have to be ready to mix it up, you know, mix in the pass and the run, try to keep them off balance. Our defense is going to have to continue to play outstanding football. I think if we do that, we have a chance. We have to try to win a close game. You know, we're not going to blow them out by 21 points or anything like that. So, you know, we might have to kick a field goal here at the end today to win this thing.
And especially with some familiar names on this team for Muskegon Catholic Central. Tommy Scott, you faced him 2 years ago. Nick Holt was actually the backup quarterback 2 years ago. He came into the second quarter, brought back MCC into that game, and here they are still on this team. Do you think that that will have effect on the team today?
Yeah, it was funny. 2 years ago, we thought, you know, wow, they're starting quarterbacks out. Maybe we'll be all set, and he ended up being a great quarterback, and obviously has been for 3 years here. So, yeah, they have great skill positions. And I think, you know, those guys have obviously improved. And then their offensive and defensive lines, I think, are, you know, better than 2 years ago. So we'll have to be real sharp today.
One thing that I've noticed in watching some film of MCC and whatever else, it seems like teams are not very aggressive on them. And it seems like they're almost having a fear factor against the Crusaders. Is that going to be on the table today?
Yeah, we cannot be passive at all. We have to be aggressive. We have to be physical. We have to understand that they're going to be the same way. And so, you know, I think our guys are excited about that, and I think our guys are looking forward to the challenge. I think it should be a great game today.
Best of luck to you today.
Thank you, Clark. I appreciate it.
Well, that's Troy Schelke in his career, who is 1-1 against Muskegon Catholic Central, and of course trying to make that 2-1 after today. Coming up on your WLIW Sports pregame show, we'll host our famed media roundtable. It's all